favorite breakfast pastry treat? Actually, I don't care. What's your favorite breakfast treat? It don't matter what it is. 651-641-1071. Maybe you like pizza for breakfast. Let us know. Colleen and Bradley, that's what you're listening to here at the 3 o'clock, no, 2 o'clock hour. It's 3 o'clock on the East Coast, 2 o'clock on the Central Coast. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
What's your favorite breakfast treat? Colleen, why am I asking you this question today?
Bradley, why are you asking me this question today?
Oh my God, thanks for asking me why I'm asking you.
I just do as I'm told.
TMZ had a story about Kellogg's getting sued over Pop-Tarts. And I almost died laughing. But apparently a lady in New York named Elizabeth Russet is leading a crusade against Kellogg's and is suing them. Why, you ask?
Why, Bradley?
Because she claims there's not enough strawberries in the strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts.
Jeez.
Girl, because there's zero strawberries? Is that why?
No, there's not zero strawberries. By the way, 651-641-1071, Pop-Tarts, toaster strudel, what you putting in your mouth? She claims that the fruit filling in Kellogg's whole grain frosted strawberry toaster pastries, that's a lot of words, is mostly other fruits. So now you may know this because I imagine you have purchased Pop-Tarts at some point for your family.
At some point.
Right? We've definitely tried them here on the Colleen and Bradley show as part of Cheat Day Friday. It might not surprise you to learn, and I think most people would not be surprised to learn, that in addition to strawberries, there is a fair amount of pears and apples in Pop-Tarts. Like the fruit filling is not just strawberry. It also includes apples and pears. Now, according to the lawsuit, she says that was shocking and disingenuous and insists there's not enough strawberry in Pop-Tarts to provide the berries nutritional benefits.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I mean, number one, I'm really sorry for all the pain and hardship this has caused her, because clearly she's in great distress. Number two, and I do mean number two. If you are looking to your Pop-Tarts to be providing you the nutritional value that strawberries provide, I would just suggest you look toward a strawberry.
Also, can I just tell you something?
I wish you would.
And we'll get to the phones because I know a couple of people are online waiting to tell us what they like to put in their pie holes in the morning. If you go to the ingredient list, because I was like, does she not look at ingredients? Because, you know, I would imagine, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised because fruit in products like this, it's not always what it seems. And I feel like we're all smart enough to know that. And if we're not, we can at least look at the back and learn. And on the ingredient list of Kellogg's Pop-Tarts Frosted Strawberry, it lists the following: a bunch of stuff, sugar, all that stuff that you expect, right? Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to fruit, the first fruit I see is actually dried strawberries, followed by dried pears and dried apples, which tells me there's more strawberries than pears or apples.
Right, because the ingredients where they have the most of it are first.
Right. And also, I mean, I don't think I'm going to Pop-Tarts for my fruit servings.
This is what I'm trying to say. Girl, if you need a fruit serving, go to the fruit. If you're eating a Pop-Tart, you're looking for your Pop-Tart serving.
Yeah, and if there was flavor that tasted like strawberries in Pop-Tarts, I wouldn't expect it to come from strawberries. I would expect it to come from strawberry flavoring because it's a Pop-Tart. Let's go to the phones. Who do we have on the line? I see Anna there, Holly, right?
Yeah.
Anna, what is your favorite breakfast treat?
Hi. So Hans Bakery in Anoka, the caramel rolls. Amazing, but pretty much anything at Hans Bakery. If you haven't been there, you have to be there.
No, I have been there. Thank you so much for calling, Anna and Colleen. I think we've tried Hans Bakery. I feel like we've had Hans delivered to us before, and I don't know why. If it was like cheat day or a donut experience.
You know, it sounds vaguely familiar, but I could definitely go for more. So if anybody wants to send more our way.
Yeah, right. Like, feel free. We always accept donut contributions.
Oh, they've got some stuff there. Did you see the beehive?
I feel like we've had this. Okay, so what is it?
I for sure have not, because I would remember putting this in my mouth.
No,
it's a Bavarian cream-filled sweet dough coffee cake topped with candied almonds and powdered sugar.
Is that the Bienenstich or whatever? There's like a German pastry called a Bienenstich that looks like
I don't
this.
Know, but there's another one called a Beesting.
Oh, maybe that's the Bienenstich.
That's just a small one.
I did not pronounce that correctly, so please don't at me. Yes, we need this in our lives. Please send to us immediately.
Can't wait to
like instead of us like going there. We have Daniel on the line. Daniel, what's your favorite breakfast treat? Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi. My favorite breakfast treat is almond Danish Kringle from Racine, Wisconsin. It's the official pastry of Wisconsin. It's flaky, it's buttery, it's delicious.
Yum. I wholeheartedly agree with you, Daniel. Thank you. Racine Kringle, one of my favorites. Grew up with it because my family is partially from Wisconsin. So that was always a big thing. The almond flavor is my favorite. It does look like a toilet seat.
But I hear that you are racing there to eat it. Okay.
Yeah, I see what you did there. They should use that.
Yeah.
It does not taste like a toilet seat, though. It is
Thank you.
If toilet seats tasted like that,
you'd be eating a lot of toilet seats.
Like,
also, have you tasted a toilet seat in order to know?
You know, that's a fair point. I will grant you, I've never actually eaten a toilet seat, but I'm gonna just go out on a limb and say it doesn't taste like a Kringle. Holly, do you have a favorite breakfast treat?
Cereal. Good old fashioned
cereal,
like a Lucky Charm, something with a little marshmallow in it, because that is definitely a treat.
Yeah.
That is not like, I'm going to eat that for breakfast. That is like, I'm feeling very decadent, and I'm going to sit on the couch and pick out all the marshmallows at 11 o'clock at night.
Colleen, what's your breakfast treat?
Listen, if I'm going to splurge for breakfast, I am going full-on pancakes, like pancakes with butter.
That's what we say about
and
Colleen.
Syrup.
She goes full-on pancakes.
I mean, it's true, though. Like, that is my breakfast splurge. I love pancakes. Love.
Jeannie said her favorite breakfast treat is homemade banana bread. Oh, look at you guys being so adult about it. I was over here with, like, the Pillsbury toaster strudel.
But I do love But see, when was the last time you had a toaster strudel?
I don't buy that because it's a gateway. I would be eating the whole thing.
They have Boston cream toaster strudel.
Boston cream pie, yes.
I want to try that. But I do want to tell you this, because I have within the last decade, had toaster strudel in my home.
And it was not as good as you remember.
It doesn't taste as good as you remember it. So that's the good news. Like, you don't want to ruin your memory of it by trying
it
again.
They have Golden Graham's toaster strudel.
What?
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch toaster strudel.
The future.
Okay,
now.
FYI, I'm about to order a bunch of toaster strudel for cheat days.
Please. Thank
you. In the future.
Okay. Please do. We do have a toaster here at the Colleen and Bradley Show. Now, when we
it's just
back,
ours.
Yeah, it's just our. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show Memorial Toaster. For all the pastries we've eaten before. When we come back, it's time to poke fun at Gwyneth Paltrow and her exploding candles. We'll tell you why when we return right here on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. And there would not be a day ending in Y if we didn't have an opportunity to poke a little fun at the goopiest lady in the world. Her name is Gwyneth Paltrow. It's time to get the Gooper Scoopers together, kids.
Here come the Gooper Scoopers. They are gonna find you stuff that's dumb on Goop.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
That's just what they do.
Goopa Scoopa, Goopa Scoopa.
'Cause there's always stupid stuff on Goop.
Ah!
Oh.
That is the sound, my friends, of a gentleman who made a terrible, terrible mistake recently involving our friend Gwyneth Paltrow.
What happened?
Thanks for asking, Colleen.
It turns out
Texan Colby Watson bought something that you and I, at this point, I think it's safe to say, and most of our listeners, surely, would perhaps pass on. And that is a candle from the Goop website. He bought this online and decided to light it for the first time earlier this year. Now, he claims this candle, he put this candle on his nightstand, and after a while, the candle started producing big flames before, wait for it, exploding. Now, that's terrifying, right? An exploding candle. But wait, there's more. It wasn't just any candle. Remember, we're talking about Gwyneth Paltrow here. It wasn't just any candle. It was the Goop candle that smells like lady parts.
Yeah. Like, specifically, like Gwyneth Paltrow's lady parts.
Yes. So, Colby Watson is terrified at the trauma he suffered at the hands of Gwyneth Paltrow's exploding Wahina candle and is now suing her.
So, I imagine you wouldn't go near another Wahina after an incident like that.
It's true. He's now gay. Actually, I don't know the status of that individual. I don't know him personally, but I can say this is now the second time that Gwyneth Paltrow's Wahina candle has blown up in front of somebody
that
they've had to sue.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had candles in your life?
I have had candles in my life.
Have you lit those candles?
I have lit those candles.
At any point, has a candle in your possession ever exploded?
You know, no. I can honestly say that.
So I think my question is, Gwyneth, what you doing to your candles?
I know, right? Well, okay.
I feel like you're making them wrong.
So he claims he put it on the nightstand, right? And, you know, I have let a candle burn. I did not know this, I will confess, until relatively recently that, like, candles have, like, they will give you a suggested, like, burning time. Like, this candle can burn for so long. Huh. Or don't burn this candle for longer than blank. And it'll say it on the candle somewhere, usually, or whatever the stuff
that comes
along.
I gotta look at my candles. I didn't know they said that.
Yeah, I didn't either. And apparently, Goop candles, so, like, after the first time somebody blew up Gwyneth Paltrow's Wahina, they had to put a warning label on it or whatever, and it says that you should only burn...
Wait, they put a warning label on the candle, not the Wahina.
Gwyneth's Wahina, no.
Maybe it does.
I mean, hey, don't know. There should be one on mine. I mean, I don't have one. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yep.
You know what I meant. Anyway, apparently on that candle, it says you shouldn't burn it for more than 2 hours. And Colby Watson said that after buying the candle from the Goop website, he burned it for 3 hours.
Oh, that's an hour too long.
I know. So technically he didn't follow directions. So lawsuit-wise, I don't know where that puts him. I will say that also when it started producing big flames, I think that might have been my first clue that something was wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, much like a volcanic eruption. If I start to see flames shooting out of something, I'm going to run. Or in the case of a candle, I might put something on top of it so that the candle would go out.
Like to snuff it.
Yeah. Before it explodes. My God.
I've been thinking about something.
Okay.
Something that's sort of troubling to me. This is the second person who's had an exploding Wahina candle.
Yeah. Just to be clear really quickly for the audience, on the website it says the name of the product is this candle smells like my Wahina. Mm-hmm. So that's legitimately what it's sold as.
Can you refresh my memory? The other person who had the exploding Wahina candle, was that a human of the male persuasion?
I don't know.
No, it was a lady. Her name was Jody Thompson. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fine. I think what I'm grossed out at in this moment is the man who bought the Wahina candle and was burning it at his bedside. Like, what were you doing?
Oh, like you think there's something sexy going on with the candle?
Does that not sort of have like a weird...
Why are you shaming the person who bought it? Can we not talk about who sells a Wahina candle?
True. Listen,
not only a Wahina candle, a candle that smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's lady parts.
And don't forget...
Whatever that's supposed to smell like.
Well, in the manufacturing of that candle, do you remember this? She had her coworkers... have that experience so they could mimic it. Do you remember that?
Oh, so that they could smell their own?
I don't
know. What are we doing? They sampled the authentic smell of Gwyneth's. It's really hard to say this on a family program.
That's nasty.
They tested it first.
So what you're saying
is test it.
Yeah.
Like with a number two pencil? What do you mean? Ew.
Yeah, they did a sniff test themselves and then they were like, "How do we make the candle smell like that?" It's true. She said it jokingly. You guys, what I've learned in the last year and a half is that I don't ever want to work at Goop. It sounds like an HR disaster.
Well, I know. I don't understand how they have an HR department, because if you'll remember correctly, one of the episodes of that TV show that involves her, coworkers involved a lady having a public schmorgasm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like in front of like the world. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm just too old fashioned.
Well, now there's a sex show with Wolverine claws coming from Goop. Just
stop buying that candle, and it's not going to...
And definitely don't burn it for 3 hours. Yeah. It's over after that.
When we come back, crazy, stupid idiots, dumb people doing dumb things. We'll tell you about them when we come back. Oh, those people are so dumb. Aren't you lucky? Because you're going to laugh at them right now on a segment we like to call here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Crazy, Stupid Idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of...
Florida.
Florida.
And sometimes other places.
Like where? Oh, thanks for asking. Spokane.
Oh.
Even though it's spelled Spokane.
You have Spokane.
I'm about to speak about this story, and it involves some stuff. And that's why we're here.
Well, if it didn't,
it'd be a little weird. Meteorologist Michelle Boss gave a weather update on the BCS-affiliated station. I think that they meant CBS. Because I don't think there's an affiliate of BCS. I don't think that's in a thing. Anyway, it might be, though, if you continue to listen to this story. So she was giving a weather update, which is not unusual, Colleen, right? Like, we give weather updates all the time.
Yeah, like every day. Like, sometimes more than once, depending on the weather.
Usually Holly gives them, but sometimes, like, actual meteorologists do. No offense, Holly. Mm-hmm. You know, like Ken Barlow, he gives those. And
Holly, Jonathan, are you offended that Bradley did not call you a meteorologist?
I'm okay with that.
She gets real bitchy, though, sometimes when I don't give her the proper respect and authority she is entitled to.
Kiss the ring.
Okay. Anyway, actual meteorologist Michelle Boss, she's a boss lady, was giving a weather update on the channel there, and she was talking about some temperatures over here, and then she would point like down there, mm-hmm. and because they have that technology thing, you would see like where she was pointing.
Ooh, I love the green screen. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. There was like a 60 degree temperature in one area, 62 in another. I could go on. That's not why I bring you here today. It's because of something that happened while she was giving that weather update. Would you like to imagine what had happened to her during the weather update?
Yeah. So this happened on Dancing with the Stars once to Nancy Grace. she tooted.
You know, that's a great guess.
A northwesterly breeze moving through the greater Spokane area right now.
No, it was not a sudden gust of wind from her butt. In fact, it was worse.
Oh. What could be worse than that?
Did she take the gamble and lose? He said it was worse.
Yeah, no. There was not a sudden
burst.
A solar flare?
Of a low pressure system. No, this was nothing.
A heat wave?
There is nothing. doo-doo related.
Okay.
No, in fact, it's actually in the other direction that we usually go on this segment. It's not the backyard. It's the front yard.
Okay.
It got real porny.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so all of a sudden, as she's giving a weather update, a clip starts airing for about 13 seconds. And that clip? Porn Dan. Porn.
How did that happen?
I don't know. So apparently, neither the meteorologist nor her co-anchor on the report reacted to the clip before the screen cut to more weather footage. The affiliate, though, apologized for the incident. They said, those of us here at KREM2 want to apologize for something that happened in our 6 p.m. newscast. An inappropriate video aired in the first part of our show. We are diligently working to make sure something like this doesn't ever happen again. So they don't know why. And I will say, the only thing that appeared to show up was a butt. A lady's butt. So I don't know what the butt was doing. It just says that there was a behind. Okay, that's a great story.
Hey, before we leave, can we just memorialize? Because we recently celebrated the 10th anniversary of Nancy Grace on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my God, it's been 10 years?
It's been 10 whole years. Happy Nancy Grace Day.
Come on over here, Princess Nancy. What a gift to be able to share that footage forever with your twins. Do you think you did them proud tonight?
I hope so. I saw them several times during the dance, and they were smiling so big.
Well, let's see if the judges can give us something to smile about after this.
Oh, silent but deadly. There it was. Nancy, we love you and always will. Colleen will be back with us in just a moment, Holly, but let's go on to another crazy stupid idiot I want to tell you about. In this particular case, I want to take you to the state of Florida.
Yay! Florida!
Where a man appeared for arraignment on a battery charge, who was arrested yesterday after doing something that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status. Now, violence against anyone is horrible and not normally something we would talk about on Crazy Stupid Idiots. Right, Holly?
Right.
But it's how this all went down that is really bizarre and strange, and I just thought I need to share this with you. So apparently, there was an attack on Tuesday morning, and it's the person who was attacked was actually the person that this individual attacked previously, which led to the court case.
Oh, no.
All of that's terrible and horrible, but it's what he struck the person with, the victim with, that earned this story crazy, stupid, idiot status. Hmm. Would you like to guess what the offending individual in this case struck the victim with?
I'm going to go with my gut instinct and say, Bradley, it was a schmildo.
It was not a schmildo. That is a common occurrence, though, on Crazy, Stupid, Idiots. No. In fact, Holly Roberts, it was from something from the courthouse.
Oh, did he throw the gavel at him? Like knocked him on the head?
That's another good guess, but no. It was the letter G.
What do you mean? The letter G?
The letter G, you know, like they do every day on
Sesame Street?
Today Show is brought to you by whack, the letter G. No, literally the offender in this case took the letter G from a courthouse sign and struck the victim with the actual letter G
that
courthouse sign. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I mean, that is an episode of Sesame Street gone wrong.
Yes, no, please do not strike people, number one. But if you must, do not do it with a letter.
Who do you think would throw the letter G? I bet it would be Elmo.
Yeah, or I would imagine Cookie Monster. Actually, Grouch, Mr. Grouch. What's his name? Groucho Marx?
Oscar the Grouch?
Yeah.
I think Oscar the Grouch has a gruff exterior, but actually has a heart of gold.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Colleen, do you have a crazy stupid idiot for us?
I do. Thank you for asking. We're going to Missouri.
Okay, what's going on in Missouri?
Missouri. We're going to meet a guy named Noel Cole.
Noel Cole. Okay.
And a lot of this is just going to sound garden variety. Noel Cole, he was driving. He was pulled over by cops on Saturday. He was wanted on a felony warrant So he already knew he was in trouble. And the deputy started to ask him questions. And Noel Cole was like, peace, I'm out. And he ran on foot. Tried to get away from the cops.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds pretty garden variety.
The deputy did take off after him and was able to catch up. But none of that is particularly crazy, stupid, idiot worthy.
Okay.
Is it? The thing that makes him a crazy, stupid idiot is that something was slowing him down while he was running.
Oh, were his pants down around his ankles?
No.
Okay.
He was carrying something.
Was he carrying a diaper?
Oh, no. No. He was more concerned with input than output. Meaning
food?
It was a food item.
Oh, was it a bucket of KFC?
No, it was a Marie Callender's chocolate cream pie.
Even better, because I would, if I had to run away with something, it would be either a bucket of KFC or a Marie Callender's pie.
Thank
what?
You.
What? Marie Callender's?
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, like, am I dumb? I did not know that this was like a thing in the world. In fact, actually, I was doing my grocery shopping in the break. I should check and see. Can I get one of those?
Oh, pot pie.
Anyway, he was...
Not a pot pie. Are you talking... You're talking like a pie pie.
I'm talking about a pie pie. It was a chocolate cream pie. A Marie Callender's...
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that Marie Callender's made chocolate cream pie.
No, and on my shopping app, all I can get is a frozen Dutch apple pie or a razzleberry frozen
no,
pie.
No, thanks. I don't want that.
No. But this chocolate cream pie, I'm in. Anywho, this was very important to him, so he grabbed it from his car when he got pulled over, and he was carrying it while he was running, and that's the thing that slowed him down, and they were able to catch him, and the local sheriff said that the pie, quote, appeared to be extremely important to him, so it's been placed with his personal belongings and will be kept as safe as possible for him until his release. So he's been apprehended, and he's doing whatever time he's supposed to be doing. And who knows how long they're going to have to hang on to that pie.
I mean, I guess you could freeze the pie.
But see, aren't those... I feel like those things are supposed to be frozen.
Yeah.
Right? Also, oh boy. Oh boy. I'm sorry. I also just noticed that our friend Marie, because, you know, she makes savory pies as well.
Yeah.
Marie Callender now has a frozen cauliflower crust chicken pot pie.
Ew, that's nasty. You guys, we don't need to do this. We don't need to do this to ourselves.
We don't need to make everything cauliflower.
No. I mean, I love cauliflower. Don't get me wrong.
Some of my best friends
are cauliflower.
It's so true.
But you, sir, Marie Callender's cauliflower crust pot pie are no cauliflower. Mm-mm. Because, you know, they just mix that cauliflower dust with the pastry pie dough crust.
Do you remember when Oprah came out with her, oh, that's good, potatoes?
Yeah.
All that was mashed potatoes mixed with cauliflower.
Yeah.
So you were still eating potatoes.
Yeah. And can I just point out, too, potatoes are vegetables.
Right. And cauliflower is not your get out of potatoes free card.
Yeah. Like, it's not like, I mean... I'm sorry. I know you. I know there are people out there. I know Holly Roberts. You're very, very. You get very sensitive about this issue, but I just wish we could move on.
Let cauliflower be cauliflower. Let it be its best self and enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
And eat your pie crust.
Yeah, I just don't eat your the rice. Whole pie.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Preaching to the choir, man. All right, when we come back here on the Colleen and Bradley Show, from pie crust to the throwback
live
right here on My Talk 107.1.